day I first met you, you told me you never fall in love.
It's me, Demi Lovato. I'm really excited for you all to hear Unbroken. It's my, oh my new God. Album, and it's really different than the other ones, like Don't Forget and Here We Go Again, because it's taken on more of an R&B vibe rather than the pop rock vibe, which I've normally had on the last few albums. I have collaborations with Timbaland, Ayaz, Jason Derulo, Missy Elliott, and Dev. So I'm really, really excited for you all to hear them. I think you guys are going to love it, and I hope you continue to enjoy it.
And she was wrong.
Oh, shit. Juan, you can't spoil it.
I can't believe we got Demi on the show this week.
Shut up.
With special guest Demi Lovato.
Okay, welcome everyone to this third Demi Lovato album review. We haven't done one of these in a while. Been a while since we reviewed Here We Go Again, the sophomore album from Demi Lovato. But here today, it's me, it's Juan, and it's Lisa, returning Demi Lovato stan. Lisa, how are you?
I am just great. So excited to talk about this album. I feel like, though, I have to say, as the albums progress, and if we review her albums forever, I think maybe we should have a new stan, if I can be, like, totally honest with you.
Because you only stan the first two albums.
I will forever, and now I learned what stan was from Sarah and Juan a couple months ago, so I can use
that's
it.
That's right, I forgot about that.
What does stan mean?
This is the first and only time I've ever said it out loud, so I think I can confidently say I stan Demi forever, but I feel like we need some, maybe a fresh new voice that is stanning her more old stuff.
Her new stuff,
yeah.
You prefer Demi with a guitar in hand.
I do, but I also feel bad because that was the Demi that was struggling so much. Mm-hmm. So it's really,
you
it's
should
a really
feel
bittersweet.
Awful.
I know, I no, feel I'm like joking. Shit.
I'm joking.
I mean, the way we should see it is like, the guitar wasn't that made her struggle, it was the drugs.
What?
It's not like the guitar made her struggle. It's not like it was the guitar that said, hey, do some coke real fast.
The guitar came to life and choked her or something.
It wasn't the guitar's fault. It wasn't the rock.
Oh, okay. Spoken like someone who briefly listened to the album only moments ago.
Hey, I got it.
So I'm going to do a little introduction just about the album in general. And then we can chime in if you guys have anything to say. But here we go. Unbroken is the third studio album by American singer Demi Lovato. It was released on September 20th, 2011 by Hollywood Records. Primarily a pop record, Lovato described the album as more mature and with more R&B elements than her previous material, citing Rihanna as the major influence. While some of the album's... some of the album's lyrical content was heavily influenced by Lovato's personal struggles. It also deals with lighter subjects such as love, self-empowerment, and having fun.
I like how she calls love a lighter subject when it was like really negative throughout the entire album.
Contributions to the album's production came from a wide range of producers, including Toby Gad, Ryan Tedder, Timbaland, Jim Beans with a Z. And Rock Mafia.
Rachmaninoff.
I don't know any of that.
Timberwolf, right. The boot brand.
Wait, what was the bean? The beans? The beans?
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. Jim Beans, who,
Isn't
that's
a
stage name, not his legal name.
Isn't that an alcohol?
Yes.
Is
Thank
it?
You. Okay.
It's the one sponsored by Mila Kunis.
This says he got his start working under the tutelage of Jazz from the hit R&B group Drew Hill.
If
Drew
so,
Hill, which had Cisco. Okay, so he's
Faith
got
Hill.
The R&B elements.
There were quite a few of those elements in there.
Okay, so he said it came out September 2011. The lead single was... Skyscraper. Second single was Give Your Heart a Break. Lovato initially began recording her third studio album in 2010 before going on tour with the Jonas Brothers on their Live In Concert tour. Mm-hmm. After withdrawing from the tour to seek treatment for physical and emotional issues, Lovato continued work on the album following her release and described the recording process as therapeutic. She collaborated with artists such as Missy Elliott.
Demi already Timbaland, said this.
Timbaland, Dev, yeah, Iaz. I thought his name was Iaz, but she said Iaz. And Jason Derulo on several tracks.
Jason Derulo.
Commercially, Unbroken peaked at number 4 on the Billboard 200 chart in the U.S., with sales exceeding 97,000 copies in the first week of the release, and was later certified gold by the Record Industry Association of America. The album was also performed well internationally, peaking in the top 40 in several countries worldwide. It was certified platinum in Brazil and gold in Chile and the Philippines.
What is with Brazil?
I am shocked.
Come to Brazil. The album received mixed reviews from music critics, with some commending its ballad tracks, empowering message, and Lovato's vocals, whereas others criticized its number of party songs and found the album to be immature. Skyscraper was the lead single. I already said that. It peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, making it Lovato's third highest charting single to date, behind This Is Me from Camp Rock and Sorry Not Sorry.
Boy, that is a bop, that Sorry Not Sorry song.
That is a good song. Mm-hmm. It is. Anyways, Lovato promoted the album with several radio and television guest appearances, her second headlining tour, A Special Night with Demi Lovato, and the MTV television documentary Demi Lovato, Stay Strong.
So this album was written after she bit that bitch's ass, right?
After she said, I'm about to beat this bitch up, and then she beat the bitch up, and then yes.
Okay, good. Nice to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is post-rehab. Lisa, you mentioned to me that you watched the two episodes of Dancing with the Devil, the new documentary series. Did you ever watch the first documentary?
I did, but it's been so long. I need to rewatch it, and I can't find it. I don't think it's streamable right now.
It should be. Because it used to be behind a paywall, but now it should be free. Because I watched it last summer was the first time I watched it. Because it was finally free. But there is that iconic moment in the documentary where yes. she says, I'm about to beat this bitch up. Anyways, let's see. This just goes on to talk about some of, the Rihanna influence that she wanted on the album, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Her going to rehab, her leaving Disney Channel, Sunny with a Chance, and things of that nature.
Blah, blah, blah.
About the title of the album, Unbroken, she says, I thought that the title really matched how I am today. I'm unbroken and I'm standing strong.
Yeah, she is.
So okay. True. So,
so I had to find myself, I had to keep reminding myself while I was listening. Jeez, it's been a really long day of work. I'm sorry that I'm stumbling.
You're fine.
But this album, like you said, came out in 2011, which is insane to think that that was 10 years ago. That
I know.
Was 10 years ago. And listening to a lot of the songs, you can really clearly tell what the music sounded like in those days.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I know it doesn't seem like 10 years ago it should change that much, but I just looked up the top songs in 2011. So comparing these songs to top songs like Party Rock Anthem and
We Could Have Had It All,
Sexy and I Know It.
Oh no.
We Found Love by Rihanna. Those R&B, I think, vibes that she was pulling from are, pretty spot on with what people were making back then.
Don't forget Till the World Ends by Britney Spears.
And How to Love by Lil Wayne, which I think the backbeat of that song was directly taken and put onto one of the songs on this Demi album.
I'll believe it because a lot of these songs have some whack-ass backbeats.
Yeah.
It really was, I didn't really listened to, I wasn't really aware of like all these, I guess I was aware of some of these radio songs in 2011, but I was in my own little world. So like,
we a lot get of it, these you're are, indie. Shut the fuck up.
No, like a lot of these, it just, it wasn't, these do are, these are all very like the sound.
Yeah.
Like if you say like Party Rock Anthem, you say We Found Love, you say, Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes. You say Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell, right? They all have that same sound. Yes. And I don't know how to describe it. They just all have that same, like, wow.
Yep.
Like, that like, robotic pop sound in them.
Going from Demi's older albums to this, the sound totally different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she said it herself.
Yeah, you're right. It's just, I had to find myself like, hey, Lisa, remember, we're talking about 2011. Demi was making strides.
Demi was culturally... Could we call it cultural appropriation, what a lot of these artists did?
A lot of these... Oh, you mean just that time period?
Yeah, where they were like, hey, R&B is, like, top in the charts from all these... From, like, Rihanna, like, to give the best example. And, then all, and like, Timberland and, like, Sean Kingston and then all these other artists were like, they're doing great. What if me rate Party Rock Anthem?
I wouldn't even call Party Rock Anthem or, like, the, like, Cobra Starship, that type of music. I wouldn't even call it. I think it's just pop. It was just, like, such a 2011 sound.
Yep.
I always think about, it's always, yeah.
Because I don't even think that... 2011 in general, like, I don't know. I don't know how to answer.
These songs are not even like the top songs aren't even R&B to me. Like hearing her describe this album,
the good songs
aren't
R&B. The good songs on this album aren't R&B.
Well, I mean, tell me one song from her album that actually sounds like R&B.
I'll tell Who's That Boy? Barely.
Oh. I don't
even All Night Long is probably the like most R&B one.
I mean, we could say that You're My Only Shorty really tried to be R&B, but from the worst reasons.
Okay, so should we just go ahead and get into the song then?
I think you know which ones are our least favorites at this point.
Okay, I guess I'll play a clip first, and then we'll go into a little discussion about it.
That's helpful.
All Night Long, by the way, I can give you a little background on like some of the people that wrote it, because a lot of these songs weren't written by Demi.
Of course.
All Night Long was, obviously we have the Missy Elliott feature and Timbaland, but as for the writing credits, it is credited to, sorry, Genius is fucking scrolling, okay. Joseph Angel, J-Rock, Nyer, Sebastian, with a capital A, Lyrica Anderson, Missy Elliott, Timbaland, and Jim Beans.
What the hell that
okay.
is.
So that's a lot of names that isn't Demi Lovato, obviously.
Maybe just tell us what is written by Demi Lovato.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But what are your thoughts on this song?
It's a no from me, dog.
I hate that the first song is this bad. That's all I can say. And like, it's from this spooky electric guitar riff that just repeats the entire time to repeating the word phone.
Oh my god!
Over and over and over again. Just
like you know how when we would all make fun of like Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Like a long time ago, but like now you look back and Call Me Maybe is so good. Like it's just culturally iconic.
I always thought it was a great song.
The gays love it, Lisa. So maybe get with it. Maybe support the LGBT.
but I'll listen to it if it's on the radio. I'll be like, yeah, this was an interesting time in my life.
But like, but you would think that this would happen to Demi songs, but they don't. They don't age well. But and it's the same.
Some of them do.
Some of them do. But not this. Definitely not this one.
Before we go any further, though, I think this is going to be a really interesting album for us to rank all of our songs. Because I thought that the first two albums that we reviewed, we were all going to be super consistent with what we liked, but we were way off. And this one, because of how shitty all of the songs are, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, we all like different things. For instance,
I bet you love this song. Did you love this song, Sarah?
I was going to say, I think at least I'm definitely not as harsh as you guys were on this album.
Okay,
so I think at the very least.
For reference, I thought we were going to be recording at 2:30. Lo and behold, we're recording at 3. But I maybe could have listened to the whole thing. But I was giving my excuses, which are still valid. You will like or dislike a song within the first 30 seconds of listening to it. And that's the problem. That riff continues throughout the whole song and nothing changes. Yeah. It's like, and she's over here like trying to sing on top of it, but it doesn't quite line up. And then when Missy comes in, you would think the beat drops and it gives us some like fat shit, but it's still, and I'm like, Missy, no.
I do think, this is not great for an opening track for sure. I think Missy sounds nothing like herself on here.
Missy was robbed.
Was that Missy Elliott, or did they just bring someone else in and then credit Missy Elliott? I don't know who that was. It didn't sound like her.
Do you guys think that this was maybe like a way to ease in the old listeners to be like, look, it's kind of rock. Remember it? And then like...
Yeah, there's... Yeah, maybe. This was...
No. No.
One, at least I understand this, but one, I got vibes. I got... Remember in What's My Name from Descendants 2?
Yeah.
The... That's what I thought that bass part was the whole time. So that's what I was. That's the vibe I was getting.
A lot of these songs sound like other songs. So
also,
can I ask? We didn't talk about this before we got into the music, but this was like the one time I could answer this question, Sarah, that you usually ask is like, where were you?
Oh, what's your history? I'm sorry. Here, we'll splice this in before. All right, totally candid, totally real. What's everyone's history of this album? Like, where were you, so to speak, when you... You know, when this came out, were you aware of it? Were you a Demi stan at the time? Were you a Demi fan? Did you think that's that girl from Camp Rock? Let her do her thing, but I'm not going to listen.
Well, Lisa. Funny that you ask, Sarah. It's as if, you know, I didn't think about this before we started this podcast. But actually, I remember exactly where I was when I listened to this album for the first time, which I never do. I was with this girl who I... will remain nameless because we are not on, we do not speak anymore. Ooh. But we both loved Demi Lovato, loved her. And I almost thought about messaging this girl and being like, hey, remember that time?
No.
Why?
Because, like, you know, she loved this album. And I remember being like in the passenger seat of her car listening to it, being like, what is this shit first song? And then, you know, which is why I got to thinking about it.
You were like, anyway, she likes this and that's good for her.
Yeah. But there are some songs that when I played back before this podcast, I was like, oh man, I know the words to this song, which is something that I never thought that I knew. Like,
So you had heard this whole album before this?
Yes. However, there were a couple of songs that I heard the first electric guitar sound and said no.
Juan, did you know this album before?
I knew Skyscraper and Give Your Heart a Break, the two singles, but that's it. You could not pay me to sing a lick of anything else.
I was kind of in the same scenario. I knew Give Your Heart a Break, and I knew of Skyscraper. I knew it was like a slow song. You mention it a lot for some reason.
I know of Skyscraper because, again, I used to wake up during high school, which is when this album came out, 2010, right? So that was what our...
I said 11, 2011.
Yeah, that. I used to wake up and watch the VH1 Top 20 Video Countdown on Saturdays, and I remember...
Me too.
Skyscraper was on the top for a while. She sat there. She was on there for a bit, And I just remember watching Skyscraper on a loop sometimes.
But y'all, Skyscraper was just over the top popular. Right?
Everyone felt like a skyscraper.
I knew the name. So, like, in that way, I knew that there was a song by Demi called Skyscraper, but I just didn't hear it. So
is
I guess
Skyscraper
it,
about 9/11?
I knew of it in the zeitgeist in high school. Like, I knew of it. So I guess you could say that it was. Was it on the radio?
Yes.
Were they playing this slow song? Oh, they were?
All the time. And playing the video all the time. I can still see that music video.
I can see that brown dress that she wore in that brown desert.
Weirdly, though, I didn't even know about Give Your Heart a Break until, like, a year or two ago.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a single.
Because, like, I saw, like, I watched a video of her, like, performing it on X Factor because she was a judge. And then I was like, oh, this is a good song. Like, what album was this on? And I was like, oh, yeah, the one I listened to.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like it should be on this album.
Well, oh, the last thing I was going to say about song is just is the laugh. I'm not fond of songs that laugh.
Is it her Sunny with a Chance laugh?
No, because with a chance doesn't end with a laugh. So Sunny with a Chance ends with a
yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. What ended with a laugh?
No,
oh,
Hannah Montana ended with a laugh.
Montucky, Kentucky. Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to track number 2, which is Who's That Boy?
Look pretty.
100% Juan. This song is so fucking catchy. That's all I'm gonna say.
This is the only song that I was like, this is R&B. Like, this is that has that like R&B feel, but like it straight up sounds like Sit Still Look Pretty by Daya.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know that song and you hear both of these at the same time, you're like, ooh, hoo, ha, what?
Doesn't also sound kind of like Aaron Carter underneath everything. Dun 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 dun. Is that an Aaron Carter thing?
Oh, are you thinking of Jesse McCartney?
That.
Oh,
yes. I'm so sorry. They're the same people to me.
Dun 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 dun.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. Well, this song, Who's That Boy, was actually written by Ryan Tedder and a couple of other people, including Devin Tails, also known as Dev.
Dragon Tails?
Dragon Tails!
Yeah, so I mean, my first note was, who wrote this? And that answers my question. It was Ryan.
Okay, I'm glad that your first note is, who wrote this, as opposed to, like, R&B what?
I just want to know who was responsible.
Who decided?
And then my second note was, and my last one is just, who is Dev? I've never heard of Dev until now.
Does she have other music?
Yeah, I would assume so.
I thought Dev was
Don't worry. I'll look it up.
Yep. Dev sings music. She sings verse 3, which says, I got my eye on this boy, can't get him off my mind. He's one of a kind, buried to my pie.
What is with Dev and these boys? Who is that boy? She wants that boy. So many boys.
Huh, I don't know any of these songs, except Booty Bounce does sound vaguely familiar.
Booty Bounce!
Just the, like, saying it very, like, analytically sounding. Booty Bounce.
But Booty Bounce.
I don't know who this person is. She looks like, I can't describe her.
You can.
Icky.
Icky. Icky no, Azalea.
That was good. No, she just looks like a little pixie girl who would sing a song like this. She does, yes.
Okay, boy.
Okay, so clearly it's Melissa. It's catchy, but clearly we don't have super fond feelings about this one. I'm gathering.
No, yeah, this song, as well as the other solo, or no, you know, as well as many others.
Let's just say that the first three tracks did not hit the mark.
Trash.
All right, let's move on to 3. You're my only.
We can go
shorty.
On to 4. Just
we can skip 3. I don't even give a shit about talking about 3.
You're my only shorty.
So keep that in your head. Keep that melody of na 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 na. I want you to keep that in your head.
And play the Scoob and then play the What's New Scooby Doo theme. What's New Scooby Doo? We're gonna follow you. We're gonna solve that mystery. Why does it sound better coming from a ska band than it does Demi Lovato? Let's analyze and discuss.
Because Jason Derulo is involved.
Jason Derulo that's isn't it. On this one.
No, that's the next one. Who is that? Iaz.
Oh.
Who?
He sounds like Chris Brown. Is that not the same person?
No. First of all, Simple Plan is not a ska band. Second of all.
Oh, sorry.
I love the enthusiasm, though. Second of all, Iaz had the song Replay. Do y'all remember that one?
Can you play it? Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ponda Replay. Never mind.
You're thinking of Ponda Replay. You guys don't remember Replay?
It sounds so familiar.
Play it real fast. Can you?
I've heard this guy's voice.
Demi,
as a preface, I didn't listen to this music when I was in high school. Like, this
we
is not
get
my
it.
Thing.
What were you listening to?
Yeah, what was your thing?
Bon Iver?
Kind of. Oh. Yeah. No, my favorite musical artist that I used to be so proud of to say was named Justin Nzuka, and he's the shit.
Oh, nobody Justin knows Nzuka. Yeah. After Tonight. He.
Good job, Sarah. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, I'm going to say this band, or I'm going to say this singer, and maybe somebody in my class has heard of them, and I'm going to be their best friend because they like good music. So this makes a lot of sense.
Okay. I liked that song. That similarly, I think that was on VH1 a lot. But Justin Nzuka and his brother was an actor on Degrassi. And so Justin Nzuka was like in an episode where they like They're twin brothers.
Yes, I know that. Wow, that's crazy.
Right. So that's how I know Justin Nzuka.
Wonderful.
Also, no judgment. If you like Bon Iver, you like Bon Iver. That's fine.
I do like Bon Iver.
A joke. Yeah,
we were. Yeah, just I was gonna say once.
Juan, you love to cry to that.
You
worry.
Said, I've seen you cry to Bon Iver. Don't even fucking lie.
Okay. You guys should know this song, Replay by Iaz, within the first 2 seconds. Let me play it. Okay, so you guys do know him.
Why does he have such a good song, but he produced this shit?
Think about how much money he's made just from Replay.
That's why we've never heard of him.
He's set.
That's why he didn't care about this song.
When did that song come out?
Replay?
Yeah.
Great
question. I want to say around the same time, though, right?
2009.
Ooh, okay.
A couple years earlier.
What do you
first?
Have to say?
What's New Scooby-Doo or this song?
I'm gonna What's New Scooby Doo was first.
So we think Iaz said, "I've got this great beat for you, Demi."
Yeah, Iaz was stoned out of his mind, fucking watching Scooby Doo.
I just want to know: is this a Demi song or is this an Iaz song? Because this sounds more like his song, and she's featured on it.
Why does it have the chimes?
Chimes, Freddy.
Chimes. I just said the song sounds like a parody. Like,
yeah.
If we were gonna make like a little video of like, what's like a funny?
Why
like,
is
little,
it just
like,
the
high
word
school
shorty?
Romance song? You're my only shorty.
All I wrote down was trash with a period at the end of it.
The only time I've ever heard the word shorty said unironically is in the Scary movies where Brenda's brother is literally called Shorty.
You know, how there are just so many people in the world that, like, there has to be somebody whose favorite song that is.
No,
you know,
I doubt
in
it.
In the world. Like, if we put out there to every human being in the world, hey, here's this album. What is your favorite song? Somebody has to have that as their top song, right? I want to meet that person. That's the person that needs to be rating these two songs.
The last thing I'll say is it's very like Justin Bieber, Baby, like that kind of, like,
kinda, yeah.
It to me, like, it's like catchy in that way of like Baby is catchy, or like
I think you're incorrect those by songs saying the word that just catchy.
Okay, we're gonna move on to track number 4, which is Together. This is the one that features Jason Derulo. Do you remember that song reminded me of it's not No Air.
Darth Vader?
You mentioned No Air earlier. Wait, what's the song that goes is it Alicia Keys?
Yes.
No, I think it's Hard for Me to Breathe. No Air.
Jordan Sparks. Oh.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of No One by Alicia Keys.
Oh, No One. Yeah. No One.
But Juan mentioned No Air earlier. You want to go into your spiel about No Air in this song?
Oh, this is the only song that sounds even remotely R&B and is good. Like, this is the one.
This, I think, this is the song that the country needs right now. This is the song that it's going to instill world peace.
No.
Yep. This is Demi's equivalent of the Black Eyed Peas song. Do you know what song?
People killing people, dying children.
Yeah.
This song should have blown up in the way that song blew up. This is a good song, and I had no idea it existed.
This is good. This is a good mix of like Demi and R&B. Like, this is like, if she was looking for a sound, the first three were a hard fucking left turn into a ditch. Yeah. And this one landed on the mark.
The only flaw that I could find in this song
was say the djembe.
No, I want somebody to guess. Guess what I did not like about this song.
Jason Derulo?
Was it that he didn't say Jason Derulo? Beginning.
No, that sucks too. But when he comes on and his first line is "Look at me, look at you," and then he says "Look at me again. See, we're not so different." That sucked. When he said, "Look at me," and then there's like a silence. "Look at you." Silence. And then "Look at me again." Like, it just sounds like...
He said, "I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me."
I laughed out loud. I laugh out loud every time.
And then "Look at me again." I didn't even pay attention to the lyrics, but I'm so glad you did.
Oh, man. That's a song that you gotta listen to the lyrics, man. That's a good one.
Okay,
When he says that line.
Yeah.
His one contribution was saying the same thing 3 times. Okay, sorry. Sir?
This song was written by a few people, but Demi is credited. And I think that makes sense, because knowing who Demi is, she's very like outspoken about like social issues, political issues, and just like wants like equality and everything. And so it doesn't surprise me that like the one song on the album that's very like peaceful, bring everyone together type of thing
people
that she's
hurting,
credited on.
People die. Yeah.
Children hurt me. There's people crying. There's people homeless. There's people dying. That song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Thy Neighbor. Am I right?
No.
All right. Well, let's move on to track number 5, which is Lightweight.
The vocals, mama. The vocals. She exceeds in lyrical ballads. Oh my god.
Those were some good vocals there. Bum 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 bum. But those sound like some handbells. Mr. Sandman. That sounds like those handbells coming in. I love it.
Here's what I like about this song, because this song again is very good. This song, she exceeds in one subject, and that is lyrical ballads.
No, she exceeds in many subjects. It's just
this is her strongest in this album.
Don't collaborate like you did in those earlier songs. Yes. Don't do that.
This is what's good about Lightweight. It starts off nice and strong, like just pretty vocals, and she kicks in the background vocals with little and I'm like and then she drops that little fucking beat in the back, like during the chorus, and you're like like she built it so well. If she wrote this, she built it so well. She got them Lego pieces and said beautiful.
I really, really wish this is being recorded because Juan's entire face the whole time.
He is recording. You're still on OBS, right?
Yeah, there's visual. There's visual.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do a little clip.
Except
of that.
It's tiny and in the corner. It's so small.
Well, who asked you to do that? I have all three of us at the same size.
Yeah, I did too. I learned.
Oh, well, you're recording on OBS. There you go.
No, I'm not.
Zoom into that tiny little square.
I told you I'm not.
So, Sarah, you liked the bum bums. You liked that?
Bum, 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 bum. Yes. By the way, Juan, you were like, oh, like, if she wrote this, blah, 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 she does not have a writing credit on it.
God damn
Frankie
it.
Frankie Storm, Shanna Crooks, Sebastian Timbaland, and Jim Beans are credited.
Mr. Bean.
How many people write a song?
Hmm?
I think someone takes care of the beat.
Someone
writes the beat, someone writes the lyrics, someone writes, like, or someone, like, you know what I mean? Two people do
or
one thing.
Or it could just be they were all in a room collaborating, then, like, it all ended up that way. I think it's different for every
situation. I myself am not a fan of the bum bums.
No!
But I do like that this song did not overshadow Demi's awesome vocals with like trashy beat, you know? So they just like put in some bum bums. They said, you know what? That sounds good.
Very tasteful.
That's
very
much all we need to do. Very tasteful.
Can we get some bum bums in the chat? I think this is very, I don't know when, what's that album called? Not Honeymoon Avenue. What the fuck? What's Ariana Grande's first? Yours Truly. This sounds very like Ariana Grande's first album, Yours Truly, which I am a fan of. I'm very much a Honeymoon Avenue bitch back from that era. This sounds very like Honeymoon Avenue, like very like jazzy vocally. I love it. I do love this one. I'll tell you that.
I'm gonna have to listen to that album.
It's good.
Yours Truly, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've just recently gotten into the Ariana Grande thing. Really like her.
I'm
seems
so
like a
glad.
Nice person. Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. I definitely like I said, Yours Truly was my album. Like when that came out, we were I think freshman year. I like
really?
Downloaded all the songs, was into it, and then as she got the like Side to Side and like those popular ones, I was like, I've gone back into, like, I really like Greedy. I like some songs on Sweetener. Yeah, Juan, you know Greedy.
You said Greedy!
But she's put out, like, 17 albums in the past 2 years, so
yeah,
I'll catch up with
some. It's a lot.
She puts out a lot of stuff. Anyways.
They're all good, though. No flops.
Let's move on to the title track, Unbroken. Come on, everybody, on your feet.
This does not get me there.
Why is this one such a right turn? What there is so much musical dissonance in this album where it's like first three tracks garbage, right? Next two tracks,
yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. This track, what in the fuck? Where did we turn? Where did we go wrong? And then
so
it goes back and forth.
Juan and I are on the same page for once in our lives.
Once.
Thank you.
This is
once. This is the one time that we agree on something. This song being the title track is just sad to me. I don't get it.
Like,
I mean, I get the meaning for her in that word, but it is weird of like this song when like
after.
I think the feeling of like Lightweight or Together is something that like more encompasses the album.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you name the album Lightweight, it would just be weird.
Why the fuck
did
she name this song
coming out
name this album Skyscraper, like, you know,
give your heart a break or something.
Yeah.
Crap.
You're my only shorty.
Oh God. Could you imagine? Okay. Here's the main problem. Like, it's not the fact that it's musically dissonant to the previous tracks. Cause like I can maybe forgive that if I'm not paying attention. Right. But
you shuffle it.
If I just hardcore shuffle it, put it on like a different playlist. But here's the problem. You like, okay, it's like, okay, synth, right? It like starts off kind of like do, 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 bump, bump till the world ends, right? And then you're expecting it to pop the hell off. But then even when the buildup wants to be there, it doesn't get there. It's like, wah, 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 and you're like, and, oh, God, not this.
Well, it's interesting because, like...
It gave me diarrhea.
It's interesting because you mentioned, like... I'm just going to move past it and say what I was going to say. But, like, you mentioned, like, Till the World Ends. Like, Till the World Ends builds up to, like...
over there, and it takes a break, and then yes.
And Unbroken seems to build up to the chorus, like, and then it just goes to, like, dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
It's like a fist pumper, but it's like, I'm getting tired of this, we need to change it up a little bit.
It's like
kind of gets
bumper,
stagnant.
It's a fist pumper if they didn't take their antidepressant pills in the morning.
This is the song that some guy who's mixing music for a rave starts it out, and then it morphs into
something.
An actual
beat, yeah, this, you know? This is like, this is, yeah, the DJ is like playing this for maybe 10 seconds.
This is a transition track.
Yeah, yep, into yep. another one.
Yeah.
They're transitioning it into Party Rock Anthem.
Oh,
which
my
honestly,
God.
Even though we noted that Lightweight and Unbroken are together and Lightweight are good, maybe this is a transition song for some more ballads, you know what I mean? Be like, we're
true,
gonna...
because the next one is piano driven, slower.
Yeah. But why the fuck would you throw it in here?
By the way, this song, Unbroken, does have a Demi writing credit on it.
Yes, of course it does. This, it sounds, at the very beginning, it sounds like old Demi, you know? Like, when she... Yeah.
That's her voice.
Like her, yes. Well, but her voice sounds. But her voice does sound like it has that old Demi charm, you know, has like that squeak, that little character piece of Demi. But then it just, like Juan said, it just doesn't do anything for you.
It wants to give me something, but Yes Girl give us nothing.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next track, Fix a Heart.
Cause you can bend.
Holds up a sign that says, "Your music saved me."
Your music saved my life.
Again, so good because it's what a lyrical ballad that is. That is her weapon of choice.
It really is the ones that, like, I get having like a fun poppy song. That's fine, and her vocals still sound fine on those type of songs, but they like are so good when you can hear them clearly, when it's a piano underneath her.
That's what,
or just something simple.
It's what it's like artists like Ariana Grande and Adele. It's what they do best, and they stick to their formula, and that's why we love them, because they won't like just like and fucking crashes into a tree. It's so good. It's just so good. Lisa.
I love this song. I think I'm looking back at my rankings, and I think my 15-year-old self is going to be pissed when she hears where I put this song.
I almost want to like rearrange mine right now too, because I'm rethinking some things.
This
we
was
can
my
take
jam.
A moment if we need to.
This,
when we
this
get
was
to
my
it.
This was my number one when this album came out. I mean, yeah, it's a good song.
I will say that the lyric. I just ran out of Band-Aids is very funny.
I mean, sometimes you just ran out of Band-Aids and you can't.
I did the other day at work. I ran out of them.
It's so relatable.
Relatable content.
All right, let's move on to the next song. Hold Up. Not by Beyonce, but by Demi Lovato.
I wish it was the Beyonce track.
My only note that I wrote is, oh, this one just starts loud, huh? Listen to this opening. Like, what the fuck? Out of nowhere.
That, and again, it's the musical dissonance, right? So we come out of, like, Fix a Heart that's like, you can't fix a heart. And it's all of, what? I was just done crying. Why would you do this to me? I got whiplash.
Poor Juan, who listened to this album in hyperspeed, was probably just spinning when this song came up. Yeah, this song is rough, man. This song sounds like somebody needs to go for a run, and so they're like, just make it fast and hard, and let's just go.
I want adrenaline the whole time. Sarah, you got it absolutely right. We just literally, like, we're going to start loud, huh? Really? This is what we're doing today.
It's just out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck? It does sound like, yeah, like you're like on the treadmill, but then you, like, you're walking and then you like.
You need that second
take
it, like, wind.
Take some speed or something and you just turn into a fucking hamster.
You become Sonic the Hedgehog.
Juan, it's the goddamn turtle from Bye Bye Birdie when it was on the drugs. That's what it is. Okay, well, I think we've said all we can about Hold Up. Let's move on to track number 8. Or no, sorry, track number 9, Mistake. You get the idea.
It's all right. It's literally just all right. Like, this is middle of the ground for me. Like, this is, yep, like, not bad, not great. Just, like, it's a good filler track.
Yep.
I wrote, like, generic but good. Like, it's good for a generic sounding song. That's what I put.
Yeah.
The bridge is great. I really liked where you started that clip. But I hate the chorus. I don't get it. It doesn't make me feel a certain way. I think the tempo is too slow for what the song was trying to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, I don't know. Not my thing. Not my thing.
It's just all right. It's just okay. Yeah. It's like one of those tracks that you can listen to or skip it. You're not going to be like, mad if you don't.
They knew that we were just going to be spinning after hearing Hold Up. So
we needed to catch our breath.
Yeah. Because the next few songs change of tune here.
Sonic dissonance. It's a real problem in this album.
All right, let's talk about track number 10, one of the singles on the album, Give Your Heart a Break. I wrote one thing and one thing only, and it's two words, and it's a bop.
I just That's wrote it. Slaps, exclamation mark.
I said, so good you'd think it was from the older albums.
And that's all we got to say about fucking that's Give it, Your Heart man. A Break. That's it.
I could see it maybe fitting on Here We Go Then.
Yeah, no doubt it should be on there. Not no doubt like the band, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
We got you.
There was definitely no confusion from anyone listening about that. Yeah, but like, truly, there's nothing else to say. It's just so good.
It's just a fantastic song. I feel like she
holds up.
Yeah, she, I'm sure, performs this song live like insanely well.
Like, this is one of the requested songs that she's like, I know y'all love this.
Yeah. Like, she does ballads really well, but this is her kind of rock song. Rock. This is her more upbeat music that's like, damn. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good stuff.
All right, let's move on to the other single back to back on the album here at Skyscraper.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am like a made of glass.
Y'all got something to say.
This is her. I think every artist has like their one song where they just like, they feel it. And I think this is where she feels it. Like, this is her one. You know what I mean? Like Kesha, she has Prayer now where she like, that's where she just like lets it all out. Like, I think this is Demi's like, I gotta be cathartic about it right now.
I think you underestimate TikTok in that realm of Kesha.
But
Kesha, right?
That's like, but Prayer is like an emotional.
Yeah, this is, Prayer was like Kesha's like, I'm going to cry. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to cry while singing.
And this is very Demi sobbing on the floor. Yeah. Like, not that she doesn't have other songs that like, you know, dive into stuff she dealt with, but like, this is the one.
This is the one.
Her iconic crying song.
Like, I made a glass, like I made a paper.
Yeah. I'm there's no denying that her voice is awesome in this song. It's good all around.
I think not only is like her voice nice, but you can like hear the emotion in it.
Yeah.
It's a little cracky, like she's about to start crying in the recording studio.
Yeah, like it's not perfect, and it gives it that like authenticity where like, oh, you're relatable, yeah. You're real, this is real, this is not a lie, you didn't lie, she did not lie.
I feel like a twinge of guilt though, because this is really not one of my favorite songs of Demi. I know that everyone just loves Skyscraper. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. I just don't like, come on.
Demi has some like, obviously like we said, like great, like I know like Stone Cold is another one of her ones slower and like emotional and like powerhouse vocals. But like when I go listen to Demi, like in the car, I'm not going to play Stone Cold or Skyscraper. I'm going to play something more upbeat. So it's not one that I like.
I don't think anyone goes to Skyscraper to have a good time. I think everyone goes
I think
to Skyscraper
you do.
When they want to cry and have a good time.
But I mean, for that reason, like, I'm curious to see how you guys rank Skyscraper, because we can all agree that it's a great song and that it is like her anthem. But I don't.
Just admit that you put it at the bottom under You're My Only Shorty.
Under. You put That's it as 15th. Fair. You put the remix first.
Oh, God. Jesus, the goddamn
I didn't remix. Even listen to the remix. Did anyone listen?
No.
It sounds exactly the same.
I just don't know why you would
remix a slow song.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just added a kick drum to the back of it. That's it.
Said, cool.
I thought you were going to say they added a kids bop.
No. My kids are listening to kids bop?
I'm losing my mind because I wrote a note about a song like... Unless I'm, I thought I wrote a note about a song saying like, it's weird to listen to this or like dark to listen to this after watching the documentary last night, but I can't see that anywhere in my notes.
Maybe you thought about it and you didn't write it.
Is there not a song where she like, where it talks about like keeping the party going?
About beating that bitch up?
I mean, isn't all there, night long?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, there we go. Thank you. It's right under the Uma What's My Name note. It says it was dark. So if we go back to All Night Long, I know that was
the very first
song. No,
but that one's just dark to listen to after the documentary because, as we know, if you watch the doc, basically she wanted to like keep the party going that night that she ended up ODing. So it was very dark to listen to.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just was losing my mind over that note.
Going back to Skyscraper, I thought you were going to say this, and this is a far stretch, but it kind of reminded me of Katy Perry's little paper bag metaphor.
I was going to say the same thing, but then I was like, what was that lyric? Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Isn't there another song that mentions like paper tearing?
I'm sure there are many. Paper does tear often, so I assume many people have written it.
Paper cuts, paper tearing, rock, paper, scissors.
Yes, but I mean, in this case, we're
like
talking
paper
about,
get high like planes.
We're talking about a building, though, which relatively strong.
House of cards.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to track number 12, In Real Life.
But in my dreams, I'm waking up the roses.
I just want to say that I appreciate that little, like, organ sounding
thing. Yeah,
I like that.
So,
I don't know if it's an organ, a little, like, toy piano type of deal, but I like it.
Juan is going to just shit all over this song, and I'm a little nervous. So
I'm a little nervous, too, because I don't know why I want to shit on it, but it sounds good right now.
I know you do. It is actually pretty good, okay? Because, like, we get into some, like, quirky... weird organ stuff, and those little girls in the background going, real life? I don't like that.
It's just so
good. That is good. And you cannot appreciate this song unless you listen to that part in it. And like, damn. Because it builds so much, and you're sitting there like, all right, it better actually make me happy.
I love that,
all
like,
these other songs.
That little piano.
Yeah.
Where, like, drowns out to the piano, and then we jump back in.
Yes.
This is a good one.
You made me reevaluate this one.
It good. Is weird to put it after Skyscraper, but
yeah,
this is a good one.
It
I
didn't
said,
save
hell
it,
yeah.
But it surely this did is, something better.
This and Give Your Heart a Break are both so reminiscent of her older stuff.
I again could see this on Here We Go Again.
Yep.
Maybe so. It is interesting. This is 14 songs long, 15 if you include the remix. And like, it seems like maybe you could have cut it down to 12 and put those other two. But she would have had to time travel because this was years later.
So. Or just shorten it to actually having only the songs that we like.
Okay.
Well. All right, let's move on to. Jesus
Christ. Okay. No, Juan, I need to know what your initial thoughts were. You really didn't like it, huh?
I wanted to like it, and then something about the beat messed me up, like, as I was listening to it. I don't know if it was because, like, the beat changes in, like, a weird spot. Like, usually during a chorus, the beat will either cut out or, like, get harder. But I don't know. But I liked it listening to it right now.
I didn't think that I liked this song as much as I did. And when I was listening to it again, I was like, ah, shit. I'm like, I gotta give it to her. This is a good one.
Because now I'm also thinking about the other songs where I'm like, not the move.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm restructuring. I don't know. I'm gonna have to give, this was my wild card one where I'm like, I really don't know where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of my flip-flops.
Okay.
Your flip-flops.
My chunklas.
Let's move on to track number 13, My Love Is Like a Star. My love's like a star, yeah. You can't always see me, but you
know that I'm always there. Ooh, yeah. This is such a good slow dance song. Again, power ballad. Like, it's lyrical, all that jazz. Like, it's just so nice.
This is very, like, jazzy, very like Sam Smith, Stay With Me.
I could see this song. In like a movie, like during like a happy, sad, like dancing sequence, you know what I mean? Like a classic, like prom slow dance song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, who wrote this song?
I was gonna say, I haven't been looking at the credits here. This is written by Toby Gad and James Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So not Demi. I think the like lyrics in general are kind of like, like my love's like a star, you can't always see it. But like, I like the way it sounds, so I don't care about the lyrics. I'm fine with it.
When she says follow the glow, yeah, it won't be long, just remember I'm always there. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Follow the glow of the star?
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. No, the lyrics are garbage, but this song is so good and it suits her so well. Like, I don't know why I always go back to this song. I'm like, damn, that's a good song, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Just like that. Yeah, I like
just
it a lot.
Just like that every time. Yeah, she didn't write most of these.
Talker.
I believe
well
it.
Like, she didn't write on Skyscraper, Give Your Heart a Break, In Real Life, this one, so just in case anyone was wondering.
See, and I hate that, because you think that something so personal like Skyscraper, you know, like we just gave so much credit to that being, like, you know what I mean, and she didn't even have her hands in writing it.
Yeah, I get it though. Like, I obviously would prefer if she had a hand in writing it at least, but like, sometimes you're good at singing, but you can't write a song. And so like, you get the professionals who like are paid to just like write it. Like, they're like,
but I mean, it's her agent. I mean, is her agent like, hey Demi, we know that you went through a lot in Disney Channel and those people suck. So like, let's have you sing this song called Skyscraper, which talks about rising from the ground, like, you know, a skyscraper. And then she's like, yeah, that sounds good. Is that how that works?
Maybe. I mean, sometimes, like, songs are written and then, like, pitched to, like, a bunch of different artists, and they'll, like, bid on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like, oh, I ended up getting this one.
That sounds dumb.
That's, like, that's a whole industry of there's people that, like, they don't want the fame of, like, singing on them, playing on the albums or anything. They just write songs and they make money.
That's what Sia used to do.
Well, now she's ableist, so let's not talk about her. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into the last track. Oh my god, I didn't even know there's bonus tracks. but we're not even going to get into those. Anyways, track 14.
Bonus tracks.
Yeah, there's bonus tracks called, I don't even know how to say this one. And then there's Aftershock and Yes I Am.
Huh, okay. I didn't know that.
Anyways, track number 14, For the Love of a Daughter.
Hollowed out heart, but it's heavy in your chest. I try so hard to fight it, but it's hopeless.
Okay.
She sounded very Paramore there for a second.
And we do know that she is and was a Paramore fan.
Yeah, me too. You and me both, Dem.
I do know a little bit about this song because this one is written. One of the writers on it is William Beckett from The Academy Is, which is a band that I listened to a lot in high school while you were listening to Bon Iver. But this one, like, I love The Academy Is, and I know William can write a better song than this. I don't think this is, like, a great showcasing of his writing talents.
I'm just not... This is, like, wanting to be relatable content, but you had an alcoholic dad, and so did I, but, like, I don't care about it that much.
This is... So it seems like she writes a song about her dad in every album. Is that what I'm noticing? Am I the only one noticing this?
Does she ask for someone to write a song about a dad and a daughter?
This, and then I think her album right after this one, there's one called Father. And I'm pretty sure in one of our last two, there was...
Papa and Me.
There was... No, Papa, there was... One of the last songs was a father-daughter song. But I get it. I think I feel bad that I don't like this song because when I was looking up people's reviews of this album, a lot of people picked this as one of their top few songs, which I mean, her voice sounds good. I just don't like it.
Yeah. It's just not for me. Like, yeah. And I don't think we should feel bad. Like,
it's not a bad
song. I'm sure she would even be like, you know what? Like, I'm tired of that one too. Like, and like, this one is written by Demi and William Beckett. And that's also weird to me because back in the day, back in the like Demi Selena days when they would do the videos and they'd be like, who's your celebrity crush? Demi would say William Beckett from The Academy Is. And so it's weird to me that like they ended up writing a song together.
That's insane.
Okay, Dems.
It's just a little weird that they wrote a song about her dad to get, like, I don't know. He's maybe, like, 10 years older than her. I don't know.
Okay, Debbie.
Just a little weird. Anyways, yeah, my only note for this was sad.
For real, though, there's daddy issues on her 2017 album.
She's got him.
Father in her 2016 album. There's this album. Or, wait, Confident. What one was that?
Father. That was not Demi, but the one after Demi. That was like 2015.
Shouldn't Come Back, which I'm pretty sure is about her dad in the 2013 album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It is cool very for much the a summer.
Don't tell your mother. Okay, well, are we all ready to just get into our ranking? Does anyone need a moment to, like, switch around anything?
No. At this point, I just was like, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with number 14. We'll work our way up to number 1. We're going to go around. We'll go...
Wait, can we just all say it at the same time? Because I don't think any of us chose anything different for 14.
Is that going to work, Juan? Is that how audio works? Do we just say things at the same goddamn time?
If we try our best. I don't think so.
Why don't we go Lisa, Juan, and then I.
All right. Okay.
So number 14.
14, because we're not including the remix. Nope. I chose You're My Only Shotty.
It's Shorty.
I know. I realized that after I wrote Shotty down.
Thank God she didn't also spell it as Shotty on the L.
I know. Shotty. And I'm curious what you guys picked, because after listening to some of those, I can easily see a few others fitting into that.
No, I don't think so, because I also wrote down You're My Only Shorty as 14. Sarah.
Okay, well, my number 14.
I Hate You.
That's Sarah's number, like, 8. She loves that one.
My number 14 is Who's That Boy?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that was worse for you than Hold Up.
I think... Oh, okay. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Yeah. Let's go to number 13.
13.
Lisa, I think we're vibing. I think we're vibing. Keep it going.
See, I think I am going to make a switcheroo. 13 for me is...
They're all You're My Only Shorty.
No, it's... Shit. Man, they're all so terrible. I originally had Mistake, but I think I'm going to change it to Hold Up. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
You lost one. You had him in the first half, but you lost him.
You didn't completely lose me, because I wrote All Night Long as number 13.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, for real? Sorry. That's actually my number 13, but I changed it because I really thought that we were going to vibe for a minute. That's cheating, and I know that's awful. 13 is for sure All Night Long.
Okay, thank you. I was like, okay. I think we're vibing. Okay.
Wait, so what?
I'm so sorry. Because I have three that are so tied that I just kind of like threw numbers on them. Mm-hmm. But All Night Long was one of the... Between that and Hold Up were my number 13. So All Night Long is 13.
Okay. Okay. Me too.
My number Sarah? 13 is You're Sarah. My Only Shorty.
Okay. I'll give that to you. You're right.
Can we all agree that... Let's rate her little collab songs. We all agree that Together is the best one out of all four.
Oh,
of those,
hell right? Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. No doubt about
okay.
it.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay.
You're my shorty.
12.
Coming after you. We're gonna solve this story.
You're my only shorty. Lisa.
Scooby-Doo is my only shorty. Can you... You know how to do music stuff. Can you re... Can you do a mashup of the book? Two songs.
Oh god, I can't remember how Mistake goes.
Something. It's so forgettable.
It's a piano one.
Do you want me to play a clip of it?
I think it's worse to be remembered for being bad than not remember for than being like forgotten for being mediocre, honestly.
Let's hold up. This is Mistake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
He said, I'm good, I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, number 12 is Mistake, because it was indeed that.
Okay. We're gonna divergent a little bit, and I'm gonna say number 12 is Unbroken for me.
Okay.
It was just too much of a... It was just too much. It was too much for me at the time.
I like it.
Yes, Sarah. Yes. My number 12 is All Night Long.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Where is that? Oh, yeah. Good.
We already got rid of that.
Yeah.
11 is Hold Up. Hold up, wait a minute.
Put a little love in it. No?
One.
My 11 was also Hold Up. We are 3 for 4.
My 11 is For the Love of a Daughter.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh. It's just a little too slow for me, that's all.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, what's that?
No. No judgment.
10. Is that what we're at?
Yeah.
10 is Unbroken.
Okay. My 10 is Who's That Boy? She snuck up to a little bit closer to the top than I would have, but I'll give it to it.
I should have moved that one down. Sarah?
Wait, what number are we on?
10.
We're on 10.
And
ten.
You guys said what?
Unbroken.
And Who's
Unbroken
That Boy?
And Who's That Boy? My number 10 is Hold Up.
Okay, so you're kind of just like one behind us constantly.
Yeah, you're just a little slow.
You fucking threw it off with that number 14.
10. That was 10. And Juan, you said 10 was For the Love of a Daughter?
No. I said Who's That Boy.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Okay, well, my 9 is For the Love of a Daughter.
My nine is Mustak.
Mm-hmm.
I let that one slip just because, like I said, it was like mediocre enough that it could slip by. Just filler track.
My number nine is Unbroken.
Okay. Yeah, good choices. My eight is Who's That Boy? Yeah.
Okay.
Who?
Not to be confused with Who's That Girl from Hilary Duff.
Mm-hmm. Or the New Girl theme song.
Mm-hmm.
My number eight is For the Love of a Daughter.
Okay.
We're on number eight. My number eight is Mistake.
Didn't you already say that?
Yeah.
No. I said, the last one I said was Unbroken.
No, I think you had said Mistake earlier.
I think I did not.
Okay, maybe it was Lisa.
Sarah's almost prepared for this entire thing, so I trust her. True. Seven. All right, this is where we start getting into things a little
bit. Yeah, we can start fighting now.
Seven for me is Skyscraper.
Seven for me is In the Real Life, or In Real Life.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. My number seven is Fix a Heart.
Okay.
Okay. My six is Fix a Heart.
My six is also Fix a Heart.
Cute. My six is Together.
Sarah, I think I'm going to say this, and I'm so sorry, but me and Lisa are on the same wavelength, and you can just go somewhere else tonight.
Yeah. We are the majority.
I would like everyone to rewind maybe like 5 minutes ago to when Juan said, no judgment, no judgment.
Oh, boy.
No, number five?
I don't know why you even said that, Juan, because we judge each other more than anybody, especially when we're talking about this shit. Number five is Lightweight.
My number
and it's
five.
Down there, it's down there because of the bum bums. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, all the butts. My number five is Together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My number five is I Love You Like a Love Song. what's it called? My Love is Like a Star.
Oh, boy, that's a bummer. Okay.
No, like, these seven up are, like, I'll listen to these.
They're still good. Regularly. Like, they're not bad songs. They're just
my
good.
Seven and up are, like,
they have to just be in a
no rank. Skips. Yeah.
God, is Skyscraper y'all's number one?
No.
I'll never tell.
Kill me.
I just told you.
So that was, what, five?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Four is In Real Life.
Okay. Mine is Lightweight.
Okay.
These power bells are creeping up.
My number four is In Real Life.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got a ding, ding, ding between both of you now.
Three. And this is something I never thought I'd say. Three is Together.
Okay.
Wow. You're longing for that world peace.
I am. I really. I don't think this would be the case if we were not in a global pandemic right now.
My number three is Skyscraper.
Juan, my number three is Skyscraper. Look at us.
Ding, 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 ding.
God. Okay, so that leaves... I'm trying to figure out where y'all are at. Okay. Two is My Love is Like a Star, which I will jam the hell out of that song when I get in the car to drive home.
That's also my number two.
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, my number two is Lightweight.
Okay, good. Fine. Still good. And I guess...
Which means our number ones are...
Sarah, I need you, though, to just take a second. When we get done with this, I need you to listen to Lightweight and My Love is Like a Star and just make sure that that's where you're not supposed to be. Because...
They're both great songs.
I know.
It's just My Love is Like a Star is, like, a little slower. And like I said, I come to Demi for the upbeat ones.
Yeah.
Lightweight isn't any more upbeat than My Love
is Like a Star. Yes, it is. It's a little more upbeat.
Okay. My number one, I just had to do the tempo. I just sat here and did the tempo of the song with my feet. Okay. Number one is Give Your Heart a Break.
Ding, 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 ding. That's a number one for all of us.
That was, yes, our number one across the board.
I was scared to give it.
It's just because you don't like the bum bum bums in the back.
I don't like the bum bums.
Don't come for the tempo when you don't like the bum 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 bum.
I wasn't in it for the tempo. I'm just telling you that My Love Is Like a Star, I think, should surpass Lightweight. That's it.
Okay. Well, you would think that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
You and your
and stars. I want your listeners to also weigh in on this.
Yes. Obviously, if anyone has any thoughts, they can send their rankings over to us, tweet us, email us, DM us. But leave that remix out of there, for the love of God. How do we feel as a whole about this record? Just to sum it up in a couple words, a couple sentences, perhaps.
Sonic. What did I keep saying it? Sonic dissonance. Just too much of one thing plus another thing does not make it good. It was a lot of, here's my good vocals, and then here's fucking loud for 3 minutes straight, and then here's some good vocals again, plus more loud. And it was just too much for my little body to handle.
Personally, this album did not live up to expectations. I was not pleased.
You know what? This song is this album is called Unbroken, but it should have been broken up into different albums, because it's too much of two different.
Yeah, there is a lot of different. The collabs were just unnecessary.
It was collab heavy on the top half. And then after the collabs, it would just go fast song, piano, fast song, sad piano again, fast song, ooh, for the love of a daughter. Like, it would just go back and forth all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be better if it either started off really strong and then started to die down because of her drug addiction, and then it came back into like this like hopeful ballad of her like recovering. Like, I think that would have been a better way to like streamline the album, of like high energy, drug overdose, recovery, rehab. Like, that would have been a good story narrative for this.
Wouldn't it be, what if she did like a concept album? Wouldn't that be incredible?
That's what,
like,
this could have been if it wasn't garbage.
Wow. I will say that as a first-time listener of the album, I came away with, you know, about like 7 songs that I'll definitely go back to.
7?
I mean, I already knew Give Your Heart a Break, but like I had never heard Lightweight or In Real Life or My Love Is Like a Star. Like, I'll go back to those. And I hadn't heard
before. Yeah, actually, like, I was talking to a friend who's a big Demi fan, and she was telling me to listen to the newer albums because I haven't given them a chance yet. But I kind of want to wait until we do another one of these,
yeah,
so that I can listen to it with clean ears, you know.
I haven't heard her new albums similar to this. Like, I've heard the singles, but like, I really love, like, I love Heart Attack, I love Really Don't Care, I love Sorry Not Sorry, I love her new song I Love Me. Like, I just think they're fun pop songs. I just love to have fun, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard because I know that this album is so like different. You know, every song is different and a different vibe. But for little old Lisa back in the day, I was a big ballad person. So when this album came out, I was like, all right, well, like, I know what songs I like because they're all ballads. And like, I'll just, you know, like, it satisfied the ballad need for me and the rock pop, whatever bops for Sarah and Juan, and it kind of does appeal to all audiences, except for that piece of garbage, You're My Only Shorty.
That was just for Iaz, I think. I don't even think she wanted it on the album.
I don't think
it sounds like his either. Song and she's featured on it. That's what it sounds like.
I will say she just tried too hard with the R&B at the beginning. Mm-hmm. She nailed one song, but that was just because Jason Derulo.
Which one was he on again? Together.
He was on Together.
Yeah.
I was looking at her next album, Demi, the other day, and she does acknowledge that Unbroken, it says that she described it as generic. So she's aware that it was just kind of probably her like trying to maybe mix up the genre a little bit, but like not putting enough of like her own stamp on it, just being a little like, eh. So she's aware. Next one isn't so much R&B, it's more pop. There's some guitars in there, though.
Tech. Made in the USA, is that that?
That's isn't it? Cyrus.
Yeah. Yep.
No, Made party. In the USA isn't... No, Made in the USA is another one of her songs. It came up for me today, actually, as I was listening to some of her music. But it's also weird that she had a song called Heart Attack, and then she had a heart attack.
When she manifested it.
When she OD'd, heartache? She said she had multiple strokes and then a heart attack.
Yeah, that entire story sounds insane.
Yeah. Juan, you should watch the doc.
Juan, you gotta. It's short. The episodes are only like 20 minutes long.
I'm watching a documentary on the NXIVM cult. Let me finish that one first.
Without me?
You left me in the dust. You said...
I'll cancel you. I'll knock you off my Starz subscription.
Okay, then I'll
knock you off. Oh, wait, I want to watch
that. Hulu Max. I'll change the Hulu password. But want like I don't know if this doc is going to be four parts or what, but the first two parts went up yesterday.
Okay, so. I'll watch part one and part two, and I'll keep up. I'll catch up.
I mean, you don't have to if you can handle it. It gets dark, obviously.
I love when shit gets dark.
Did you see that her assistant tweet or posted a picture of her on Instagram or like screen captioned the documentary, and it was really sweet.
Jordan?
Yes.
That was her name? I did not see that, but I will go look for it.
Yeah. Yes, everybody
Juan,
go watch
if you watched the doc, you would know who Jordan is.
How do you Anyways, get that job, is all I'm saying.
I know, it's very interesting. Like, I don't even know. I guess it makes sense that, like, musicians and like people industry have like people like on a team like a nutritionist right. And like everyone she was saying, but I don't even think of that. I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just planning out that much for you. Anyways, Lisa, do you want to say where people can follow you or anything like that?
Man,
anything you want to plug besides the documentary?
Go add me on LinkedIn. Get yourself Hell a LinkedIn and get yourself a job. Lisa Johnson. I'm one of like 50 million out there. So
Very generic name.
Yep. Let's all give ourselves the little certification badges. Like, yes, I do support that they do this.
I'll go. What do you call it when you like
endorse? Say, you have endorsed me on a few things, Sarah.
Well, we create our LinkedIns together.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that the other day, like that we were sitting in my room making our LinkedIns, and then we went to Disneyland the next day.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Without me.
Anyways. You didn't want to be there.
I didn't.
Trust me. Anyways, okay, well, thank you, Lisa, for joining us.
It's been a joy.
From your office with your mayonnaise pizza.
And, shut up.
I think that maybe, obviously, Demi has a new album coming out in May.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, that might be a little too soon for another Demi review. So I think maybe like come, maybe like, isn't her birthday in like August? I think maybe we do another one in like August. We hit that Demi 2013 album with Heart Attack and Really Don't Care. We hit that one up and see how you really feel about it.
I'm really scared, but excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's something for all of us to look forward to. Thank you everyone for tuning into this one. And Juan, you get the last word here.
I listened to the album.
There we go. Thank you.